It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh. She is with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. And coming up in the month of September, it is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. She's got a lot of different activities planned for that month. And really, it all kind of culminates a couple of different events. We've got World Suicide Prevention Day, which is September 10th. We'll talk about that. And then they're going to have a Walk to Fight Suicide on September 17th. We'll get into those as well. Amanda, thank you so much for coming down and talking to us today about this event.
Thank you for having me. This is my favorite time of year. As far as work events go, it's like my Christmas. And we are extremely excited to host another annual World Suicide Prevention Day Candlelight Vigil taking place on Saturday, September 10th, which is World Suicide Prevention Day. We'll be meeting at the Price Peace Gardens from 7:30 to about 9 o'clock, and everybody's welcome to come out and just honor those that we have lost to suicide and show your love and support and light to those who are still struggling and the survivors, of course.
So you'll have that once again on the 10th, and then the next weekend, the 17th, you're going to meet down at the Peace Gardens again for a Walk to Fight Suicide. So where are you guys going to be walking around, and what are you going to do with that one?
Yeah, so we're going to do our annual Hope Walk, and we are partnering with the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention this year, which is super exciting because we're bringing that bigger audience, that bigger support to our small community and incorporating some of the things that the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention does at their annual walks. And so we're going to meet on Saturday, September 17th, starting at 10 o'clock. We'll start registration at the Price Peace Gardens. We're hoping to have a food truck. We have a couple of different live entertainment set up, as well as our honor beads and things of that nature. Our Hope Walk is one of our bigger walks every year, and it's an opportunity for people in our community to just gather together and rally and show their support to this community, and our community in particular loses way too many people to suicide every year. And every time we lose a suicide, we gain a bigger survivor of suicide loss family. So we just want to make sure that they feel supported. They know that they're not alone and that they've got a plethora of people within the community that know what they're going through and can help them navigate their grief and loss.
And once again, those are coming up on September 10th and September 17th. And the closer they get, we'll have you in one more time to kind of finalize everything, because that the Walk to Fight Suicide, you guys get together and have a lot of great things going on down there at the Peace Gardens, and there's so many moving parts to it, as well as the Candlelight Vigil. So we'll talk more about those the closer that they get. You wanted to kind of step in today and let people know that, you know, if you're a business or an individual that would like to donate or you know, do anything like that, there's a way that you can help.
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I hate about my job is the asking for money part, right? Because so much of what we do is based off of the donations that the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties receive. And we've kind of taken a step back from asking for donations the last couple of years in light of COVID. We wanted to show our respect to the businesses that were trying to stay afloat and to, you know, provide for their work families and their extended families and things of that nature. But now that we're getting back into the swing of things, it's really important that we start bringing those donations back into our community so that we can turn around and continue to do events like this and provide training such as the QPR and swag and things like that, just to solidify our standing in the community. So if you are a business that would like to donate to the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, Grand Counties Walk to Fight Suicide, to the AFSP or the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention Walk, please get a hold of me, and we can definitely get you set up with that donation process. If you would like to come out and just have a table at the event so that you can show off the services or products that you have, also get in touch with me and we can make sure that we have space for you to do that as well.
And that is the great thing about our area, is there are always groups out there that have, you know, maybe information that, you know, and it's great to have them all in one place and let people know, because really, and this is another thing, and you and I have talked about this a lot, this is another thing that's great about these two events. It's to let everybody know that if they are, you know, a survivor of suicide and you know, and living that life and trying to keep going, there are other people out there.
Oh, my gosh. Unfortunately, yes, there are so many others out there. And whether you yourself have had suicidal tendencies or ideation, or you know of somebody that has ended their life, there is a support system here in Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. And you don't know that it's here unless you are in that life, right? Like I, 7-8 years ago, I didn't know that the Hope Squad existed after losing my husband to suicide. And once I found them, I found this plethora of support that was just at my fingertips. And it was a great way to get involved in the community and meet these different organizations, such as Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, or now we've got Life Balance and First Step Recovery and all of these things that can join together with the Hope Squad, because we know that substance use and suicide often go hand in hand. So it makes sense for the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties to have these partnerships and to just build a stronger foundation for our families in suicide.
And the other thing too is, and I know how much the month of September means to you, because you always come in, and when we talk about it, it's, you know, I get to see my family again.
My brothers and sisters.
And that's the way you look at
it. Absolutely. And unfortunately, because we all lead busy lives, right? So I don't get to see my brothers and sisters in suicide until we host these events, which is great. That's an opportunity to come together and check in on them and make sure that they're going through their healing journey healthily, and see if there's any resources that I can help build a gap or bridge a gap to or whatnot. And just to see how well they're doing and give them love.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
All right, Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. If anyone is interested or would like to donate, how can they get a hold of you?
Quickest and easiest way is to just give me a phone call at 435-636-1153. They can also reach out to me by going to the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties Facebook page. You can message me there. You can email me amcintosh@utah.gov. Come down to our new health department and check out our new digs. And any way you can holler at me, I am there for you.
All right. Once again, Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. September is, once again, Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. A couple of events going on for them. And we'll have you in one more time, and we'll talk about these two events a little bit more in depth when it gets closer. All right.
Sounds like a plan, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.